It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday, July 18th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Quantum Dawn 2. It's not the next James Bond movie. It's a fire drill for big banks to test their defenses against hackers. And it's today. Some 50 organizations will participate, from the Treasury and the Department of Homeland Security to Bank of America and Citigroup. But if you're a bank girding for cyber battle, what are you preparing for? Well, it's like they say in that classic 1992 hacking movie, Sneakers.
It's not about who's got the most bullets. It's about who controls the information.
In Sneakers, Robert Redford leads a group of techies as they are hired to steal account data from banks to test security infrastructure. In the real world, though, that work is done by people like Nish Bahala. The founder and CEO of firm Security Compass stole $14 million from a bank in 2010. He gave it back with a receipt. People like Bahala may be trying to steal account numbers and other data today. Will it look like the movies?
No, it definitely does not look like that. It is a typical website, or it is a typical, you know, black and green console.
Think blinking laptop screens, some code, all designed to start trouble. But Bahala says the trouble could mean many different things. The key is creating chaos for the systems and the people who are set up to fight off supposed hackers.
If I'm representing an organized crime group, then I'm going to do some clandestine attacks, try to very quietly get into the systems and try to steal money. However, if I'm trying to create chaos, I don't care about getting access to the data, but I could totally lock out every single username, password that I can think of, username that I can think of in the online banking application.
Once online users can't get into their accounts, you can imagine how these dominoes fall.
If I'm a consumer, I'm going to pick up the phone and try to call the call center. What are the other 70% going to do? Exactly the same thing, because they can't log in. That is going to cause panic. Panic leads to rash decisions and indirectly impact the financial market.
This all might sound scary and potentially catastrophic. That's why regulators stress the drill is important. The software company Symantec says cyber attacks against businesses in the U.S. grew 42% last year. The NCAA says it's ending its deal with video game maker Electronic Arts. The current contract between the Athletic Association and EA is set to end next year. At issue here is a lawsuit from former athletes alleging the NCAA owes players billions of dollars for letting their likenesses be used for free in video games. Titles like NCAA Football for Xbox and PlayStation have sold over 1 million copies. Google has sent out invites for a press event next week, and all signs seem to point to the tech giant revealing a new set of its 7-inch Nexus tablets. The event will be hosted by the company's leader for development for the Android mobile operating system that powers Google's tablets. No official word yet, though, on what will be revealed at the event next Wednesday in San Francisco. And a 6-second Vine video has renewed my belief that we are at our best when we work together. It also features a swimming pool, a trampoline, 6 basketball alley-oop passes, and the best backyard slam dunk I've ever seen. It sounds like this. You can watch the video on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.